Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Big K Morning Show. Paul Alexander in for Larry. Marty up bright and early this morning because we're at Oakmont Bakery trying to do a little something for the Refuge for Women. I had no idea that Pittsburgh is number 10 in sex trafficking. That's alarming and scary. And we're trying to raise some money for a safe house that can help women get out of that situation.
I have been lucky enough to be inside this safe house, interview some of the women. And what happens is, and Paul knows this, woman gets abused by a husband or family member. Or a pimp, to be honest.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And they threaten them, and many women have been killed. And honestly, and Paul knows this too, they have these safe houses where they can go and live and stay and get rehabilitation and education and medical care. And this Refuge for Women is one of those. And it's an old convent, which has been converted into a place where these women can survive and thrive.
Turn lives around and just be... Many of these women are forced into some sort of addiction or their lives are so tragic they become addicted. And this is a great place to, you know, repair that situation and just basically it's a fresh start. I mean, it's a safe haven. It's an opportunity for them to kind of readjust. They'll take in your, you know, a lot of these women have kids.
Yep.
So you bring the kids in. They have dogs. They have pets. Bring the pets as well. Anything to get you restarted and give you a fresh start in life.
Just so you understand this dynamic. One-third of all runaways are approached by pimps who prey on their vulnerability. 64,000 approximately human trafficking cases reported in America since 07. And they turn them into prostitutes, and then they turn their kids into prostitutes, and they get abused. And they go to a place like Refuge for Women to seek shelter and safety. Thus, they're very anonymous places. They're very secret because oftentimes... Paulie, they hunt these women down and kill them. It's awfully dangerous.
Oh, my gosh.
They're pimps or their husbands or boyfriends or however you want to describe it.
Well, that's what's so alarming, that the not a majority but a significant number of women that are, you know, in sex trafficking have been put there by family members.
Yes.
I mean, that is just so frightening to me.
And Mark Sorreo and his family, his wife in particular, have wrapped their arms around this particular shelter. We went in there last year and shot a video with these amazing folks. And a woman, one of our listeners, heard this on the air and sent them an anonymous check for $50,000. So
wow.
People do give a damn. They really, really care. And at the end of the day, it helps so many people. Linda, do you mind coming over here for us real quick? Linda Kreitchen, who is with Refuge for Women. How are you, Linda? How are you this morning? Pull that microphone down.
There we go.
There you go. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Even better now that I'm here with you.
Why Aww. Not, right? So how... I've been inside this facility. It's beautiful. It's astounding what you've put together. It's overwhelming. It's so important, though, is it not?
we feel blessed by God, to be honest. We do.
And it's, but it's tough to keep it open financially, is it not?
It's a challenge every single week. Every single week, because we want to provide the kind of care with treatment, with a home environment for these women, and it costs money. We've got 24/7 staff, and that costs money.
Describe the typical woman that's there right now, for instance.
You know, it's interesting. I'm not sure there is a typical woman.
I see.
Some are old, some are, you know, old relatively,
right,
in their 30s, 40s, even 50s. Oh. Some are young. You know, we'll take them at the age of 18 and up. But they're all women who, for some, through some circumstance in their life, have gotten into the place where they've been exploited, they've been trafficked by others. We've been open for 6 months,
yeah,
now, since September, and we've had three women complete the entire 90-day program and graduate and go on to longer-term programs where a year or 2 years they'll get continued care and really be able to function, you know, support themselves, have a job, have a normal life.
Wow.
And of the three women who have graduated, one began to be trafficked by her family at the age of 16.
No. Oh.
Here's the worst one. Another one of those women,
what,
was trafficked for the first time by her family,
oh gosh,
at the age of 5.
What?
5 years old. 5 years old.
Come on.
I'm not kidding. That's a true story.
What the,
and yet now these women have gone through the program.
Hold on, let me stop you, because,
yeah,
explain to Paul and myself, because I don't know. What do you mean the program? What happens in this? They don't just sit there and watch television.
Oh, no. No, not at all. They get medical care if they have drug or alcohol issues. We can do a non-medical detox.
Wow.
So they get a therapist. They have group sessions. They participate in Alcoholics Anonymous or Al-Anon or something like that. If they need it, they have a home environment where they have a community of people who, you know, do life together. They cook meals, they eat, but it's constant education, therapy, group sessions, so that they can begin to have hope. When women come into our program,
wow,
the hopelessness that they feel, because they think they're the only one sometimes, they don't know there are other people like them, and just to find other people who've had similar experiences is a revelation to most of them.
Linda Kreitschen with,
yeah,
the Refuge for Women.
And Linda, when your own family puts you into this situation,
yeah,
how do they ever learn how to trust anyone?
Well, that's the big deal. I mean, that's what was so difficult for them. And when we find that when they first come into the program, they don't trust us either.
Oh.
They're just waiting to see when's the next shoe going to drop. How are these people going to exploit me? And it takes a long time.
Oh.
That's why our program specifically is unique in Pittsburgh. There are other programs that will treat people or women who've been through exploitation and trafficking on a long-term basis. But our program specifically for that stabilization. Can they start to trust that really there's somebody out there who will help them and not use them?
Before we go to break, tell us this: how people can text to help financially.
Yeah, it's real simple. Text 53555. Text HOPE, H-O-P-E, Pittsburgh, P-G-H. HOPE, P-G-H, to 53555. And help us out. We appreciate it.
And Mark here at Oakmont Bakery is going to have a $10,000 match to,
right,
whatever's raised today.
He is.
He's a
he
hell
is.
Of a man, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's an amazing
he's
friend.
He's a miracle.
Yeah, he's
God,
been a
God
friend
bless
to,
him.
To Refuge since the beginning.
We're here for you.
Well,
all
we're going to make this happen,
yep,
today. Make no. Thanks so much for your time,
thank
and
you.
We'll be with you most of the morning. But you know, give to this cause, because,
yeah,
you know what I think. Part of the scary part is that you might not even realize, you know, who the victims are.
Nice.
They could be your neighbor. They
nice.
Could be,
they could,
you know, a friend of your daughter's. They could be,
yeah,
you know, you just don't even know. And
that's
they're probably
right.
so ashamed and so scared to even talk about it that they can't.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll be with you all day.
Linda, thank you. Welcome back. Big K Morning Show.
Man.
We are live at Oakmont Bakery. We're trying to make things happen for Refuge for Women. Pittsburgh right now, number 10 in sex trafficking. We're the 67th largest city in the country. Why in God's name are we number 10 in sex trafficking? I don't get that, but we need to have a place for people to get help.
So I was shooting video with Patrick and County Councilwoman Bethany Hallam, and a significant number of homeless folks approached us, and one of them was a female who had a third-degree burn on her foot, Paul, from passing out with her leg up against a space heater in a homeless tent, had been drug addicted, had a recluse spider bite which could kill her. We got immediate attention. There's a point to this, I promise. Had a recluse spider bite on her leg that could have got infected and killed her. We got doctors to the scene. She had been exploited and trafficked and destroyed, quite frankly.
Yeah. How do you recover from that?
It's a dark, dark, dark world. We're going to be spending our day on this because it's so important to us and so important to Mark. I wanted to grab Raz regarding what happened last night in Iran. Raz, we talk about this a lot. The whole world is in a very tenuous situation right now, is it not, my man?
Tensions are high, Marty, but it appears Israel has targeted this attack to limit any possible civilian casualties. It apparently targeted a military base and a nuclear site, so they were going more after infrastructure, it appears, than trying to cause any mass casualties. Perhaps this will be the end of it. A couple of the experts that I've been listening to here at the news desk say that this may be the off-ramp where they both get off and settle down for a while. Maybe Iran will go back to working through its proxies.
But it's fascinating, and I know, Paul, we all know this, the delicate dance. We send drones, you shoot them down. No. First, Israel hits a consulate that kills generals from Iran. Then Iran fires back with dud, ridiculously cheap drones that everyone shoots out of the sky. So that's there goes the tit, then there goes the tat. Now we're back to the tit for tat again, because Israel, Paulie, has to say, well, we got to get even with you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a really bizarre world we're living in as they make these decisions about, do we push us to the brink of World War II and III and IV? You know what I'm saying, Paul? It's crazy.
I do know, and that's why I'm listening to want to listen to what Jeff McCausland might have to say about this today. I'm hoping that the network will interview him or that we get a chance to talk with him during the day today. It seems to me that Israel is sending a message to Iran that says, you know, you can send several hundred missiles, drones, and et cetera. We're going to knock them all down, and then we can walk in here with airstrikes at will and hit exactly what we want to hit. So let's not do this anymore.
And for the hawks in Congress and locally that want to bomb Iran back into the Stone Age, destroy all their nuclear sites, why would we not expect Iran to retaliate with the possibility of a nuclear strike? So this let's bomb them into the Stone Age stuff is obnoxious to me and inflammatory at a time when we don't need more rhetoric like that. Do we, sir?
I agree completely, Marty. I think that the best thing is de-escalation and try to find a way to work it all out. The Iranian people are not all this way. They're not all Israeli haters and Jew haters. They're not all on board with genocide. And maybe someday they'll rise up and remove the mullahs and these extreme generals and other leaders and return Iran to some sense of normalcy, and then we can move forward. And I think that's the answer.
Yes, sir.
And Paul, what do you think the percentage is that there's an escalation or kind of a, you know, step back and see where we are? Because right now, I think that's the crucial element of this. Is it going to grow larger or are things going to actually settle down a little bit?
I'm going to give it a 70% chance of cooling down. I think they're going to back off.
Let's hope so.
They have no choice, you say, but they do have a choice.
Sure they do.
Irrational behavior is part of this process, is it not, Paul?
Absolutely right. What the mullahs are doing over there in Iran is totally irrational. And we have to remember to think along those lines when we respond to what they do.
We appreciate you, brother. On a lighter note, we will bring some treats back after the fantastic show here at Oakmont Bakery. All right, my man?
And that's why we love you.
Yep.
And I know Paul's a big sports fan. This Paul Skeens, you know, the number one overall draft pick from the Pirates last year, he pitched yesterday at Indianapolis. That is the Pirates' AAA affiliate. He threw 34 pitches over 100 miles per hour. That's mind-boggling. I remember Tim Conroy was a star at Gateway, in 1979. A left-handed pitcher, super guy. But we gathered around to watch him pitch because he could throw the ball 90 miles an hour. Now, I know that was a while ago. But now guys are, you know, throwing it 100. How do you hit that as a baseball player? How do you hit a ball that's pitched 100 miles an hour?
It's fascinating.
I don't even. That just blows my mind. It's mind-blowing.
We're live at Oakmont Bakery, folks. Come out and see us. We're here until 10 o'clock. I love this environment. I love the family atmosphere. I love what they do because everything they do is right.
And by the way, it's the start of the weekend. Have some sweets. Let's go.
How you doing?
Welcome back. Big K Morning Show. Paul Alexander in for Larry with Marty Griffin and Mark Sorreo, the owner of Oakmont Bakery. And we're trying to do a big thing for Refuge for Women today. But for all of you Swifties out there, I understand a lot of people didn't sleep much last night. I know I didn't, but for a different reason, because Taylor dropped some new music, and we're going to sample it right now.
Yeah, my daughter and her friends. I know a bunch of young people that stayed up until midnight. And then, and Patrick knows how this works. Patrick is here. We're streaming on all our channels. So they wait a while, and then they release 15 more songs at like 3 in the morning.
For real?
I am not exaggerating. So let's play this piece, Sam.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, dropped at midnight. It includes a goodbye kiss to British boyfriends Joe Alwyn and Matty Healy, and a love letter to Travis Kelce.
When I touched down, caught the amateurs and cut them from the team.
2 hours after the drop at 2 a.m., Swift announced a secret double album with 15 extra songs. Critics call Poets audacious, gloriously chaotic, and hauntingly brilliant. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Hey, Sam, did you say you have a couple other cuts you can just play?
I have some songs.
What? Do you know what the Travis song is?
I don't know what the Travis... I only had time to listen to, like, the first three tracks. But
is any of it hauntingly chaotic?
I mean, so far, a little bit.
Wow. But describe my show in essence.
Yeah, hauntingly chaotic.
This is the one. She has one that is, like, her debut, or like the single from the album that has a music video coming out tonight that's with Post Malone.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh.
Can you play a little?
I love you. It's ruining my life.
Oh, this is the ode to Travis Kelce, right?
No, this is professing
her love to Travis?
No, I think this is a break. Most of this, I think, is a breakup album, but...
Come on.
My bad.
You're not caught up.
I love you and we're breaking up?
No, I love you and it's ruining my life. Come on.
Oh. Now, see, I needed Sam to set me straight. Thank you.
Here's my thing. Here's my thing about her. She's like a painter. Any great painter, any great artist, they operate best when they're in conflict.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
No doubt.
Whether they had a breakup or had a divorce or had an addiction problem. So she's got to break up with Travis or she'll never be able to write another album again.
Or we'll get another album that's like a love album with love songs.
Nah.
I want to take a leave of absence from my marriage. And date her for a month so there can be an album about me out there. Is that selfish?
Yeah.
It is.
Well... Did you also see that there was, like, alleged leaks of the album overnight as well?
No.
Yeah, there's alleged leaks.
Oh,
like,
my.
Yeah, it's... So there's been a lot of drama. Highly anticipated album.
And there's not many guys that I know that probably stayed up all night to hear every drop. But I know... But we know one. You know who? Bob Pompiani.
I guarantee
he stayed up, and he probably knows every word of every song already.
One of the songs...
He's a Swiftie.
One of the songs in this album is called Donut Man. He's a donut man. We eat what we can.
Time to make the donuts.
Mark Sorreo is the topic of one of the songs, Donut Man. Good morning, brother.
Morning.
I can't wait till the single comes out. I'm going to definitely get that Donut Man.
Donut Man, yeah.
The fascinating part of your life is that you committed your life to this bakery because it's your family, too. Is that
fair
to say?
Yep.
Right? And you've also committed yourself to making a difference. I think that's fair to say, too, right?
Yes.
You're deeply engaged in this Refuge for Women shelter. In fact, you called me and threatened me if I didn't do something to help them, we were done as friends.
That's true.
Right?
Yep.
And so why is this? Because you get asked all the time to help people. Why is this so important to you, this shelter?
I think it's so important. I mean, like I said, I have four daughters, four sisters, a wife, and I think about how I would do anything for them. I would save them at any cost. And there's these people, these women, and like I'll be playing with my grandchildren, and it runs through my mind now that there are these women that are actually slaves, that they're entrapped and they're being tortured 24 hours a day. You know, they're drugged, and they're children. There's children and women that are going through this. They start them at an early age. And I think about it all the time now.
And there's something to that. I grew up with four sisters. Mm. I have two daughters. Mm. I have two stepdaughters. Mm. I have two granddaughters.
Nice.
And that feeling of their vulnerability,
yes,
and knowing that if someone's not taking care of them, really bad things can happen.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things.
Yeah, and we want them to be innocent, but then we realize when people like Linda and Ronnie, you know, enlighten us to the fact that they're on websites and apps that are actually luring them, and yeah, right under our, you know, our care.
So what he's doing today, beyond supporting this behind the scenes, is he's going to match this match. Describe this match today in terms of donations of what, how folks can help get to this point so you'll match it.
So for every dollar that's donated, we're going to match it up to $10,000.
Wow. That's awesome.
But if it goes higher than that, we'll probably jump in.
Wow.
Let's hope we have that,
yeah,
problem.
I hope that's a problem.
I want you,
yeah,
to make that,
that's
decision.
Right. My wife will be all in for sure.
Here's how you can do it just right now. You can text 53555, and here are the letters you need to use. HOPE, H-O-P-E, and Pittsburgh, P-G-H. And give as little as you can or as much as you can, but please just give. Think about, you know, someone that you care about deeply, a woman in your life or a woman that you've known, like Mark pointed out, being tortured every day, being forced to do horrible things every single day. I mean, think about, you know, when as guys, when you know, the women in our lives hit us with, hey, can you do this or,
yeah,
do that?
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, we're so put out by that. So, like, oh, I can't believe you're asking
especially
me to
Marty.
Do that. No, well, yeah, Marty, yeah, he's a little, you know.
I'm
like
lazy.
You said, we can't call him what we want to on,
yeah,
the air, Mark. But
Jagoff.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's it.
Moron.
Keep going.
Idiot. And the goat.
My point is, these people are living in a hell,
that's right,
that
brother,
we have no comprehension of. And, yeah, anything we can do to help them. And even when we find the women, we get them away from their captors. Now we have to rehabilitate them. Now we have to get them ready to live a normal life and bring them back to something that is attainable. And this Refuge for Women, that's exactly what they do.
Yeah. So let's force Mark to write a check for 10 grand. What's that number again, Paulie?
It is 53555, HOPE, H-O-P-E, Pittsburgh, P-G-H. Just text it and give what you can.
And they can also go on our website, the Refuge for Women website, Facebook page, and in the bakery we have QR codes on our screens. They just, you know, hit the QR code and and it drives them to the website.
I gotta read this and complete. Thanks, Mark. I love them. This is related to the idiots who listen to,
yeah,
talk radio sometimes.
Yeah.
This woman sends this text to us. I tune into KDK for news talk, not Taylor Swift bios, ma'am. This is the biggest music star in history.
Yeah.
Her music has changed economies. Her music has saved cities' economies.
Oh, my gosh. Like, when she goes to different countries, their concerts produce more money than the entirety of their country's economy.
Right.
In 3 days. Three sold-out concerts will produce more money than their entire, you know, population produces.
She's the biggest name in our culture. She's the biggest name in music. She generates more buzz than anyone in history.
Correct.
And this woman.
And it happened here, right here in Pittsburgh when she came.
Yeah. And it's entertainment.
Way,
it's
fun. She's taken over Bob Pompeiani's life.
Right. And by the way, we're doing this amazing show. We're trying to help save lives.
Right.
And the best this woman can do is complain about a Taylor Swift bio.
Yeah.
But I see this every single day, and I tell Paulie this, and Mark lives this. Seek out joy, man.
Yeah.
Right. Don't get brought down by the haters.
No. Cindy's not going to bother me one bit.
I feel sorry for her. That she's so angry. How long was that Taylor Swift piece, Paulie? Was it 45 seconds?
I think we maybe touched a minute.
Thank you.
We ruined Cindy's life with a minute of Taylor Swift.
It was exactly 40 seconds.
Thank you. Cindy, come on out here and have a croissant.
You know what, please? Have a donut.
Croissant.
Sweeten up.
Croissant. I love. Can we grab a croissant, brother?
Or a pushki. Yeah.
Punchki. No, they're punchki. Out. They're out. Dosants are in. Punchkis are out until January 6th.
So right now, the dosants are the Taylor Swift of the baking business.
Nice.
That's right. That's
there
right.
There we go. There we go. That's what we're talking about. Let's go.
Hey, Cindy, angry Cindy, if you want to come out here and have a dosant, sister.
On the house.
On the house.
On the house. On the house.
Because we ruined your life.
We ruined your life over a Taylor Swift bio 45
Maybe
seconds.
She had a crush on Travis Kelce or something. I don't know.
I bet she's fun at a party.
Yeah, let's go, Cindy.
Thank you. I love this joint, Oakmont Bakery. Patrick, come over here, please, my man. There's no one more important in my life other than my wife and family than Patrick O'Connor, who's my closest friend and business partner, quite frankly. He's a genius, and he's streaming this whole thing this morning. Hey, Paulie, do you mind reading Cindy's retort? Because I think it's important that we understand where folks are. She sent us this instant access message that we
have
suck
to pull it up
in
for
essence.
Me. Yeah, now I feel horrible.
I don't feel horrible.
You don't?
I understand the game and understand what she's saying. But she said she apologizes for being negative, Patrick. She doesn't want to be a hater.
There we go.
And she can't come and take us up on our offer to give her a dosant because she's tied to her oxygen machine.
All right. Hey.
So now we feel a little less than okay.
I'm cool with – hold on. I want to make sure we read this. She doesn't want to be a hater. She apologizes if she's angry. But we get this all the time, Patrick.
Oh, people fire off nasty messages all the time.
Yeah.
But what you also pointed here, sorry, I can't come in. Do you mind reading that, Paul?
Thank you. I can't come in for a delicious donut in Oakmont. I'm tied to an oxygen machine here in my house. I apologize for sounding like a hater. I'm not.
There you go.
So, Cindy, here's
what we'll 100%.
Do. Here's what we'll do, sister. We have this arrangement with Mark. We call them cakewalks. And, Patrick, we have two coming up. Kind of describe what we're going to do. We're going to give two people who are dying from cancer cakes. Right?
Yeah, and the first one is, what is this, the week before Mother's Day, I believe.
Right.
It's the weekend before. There's a big birthday coming up. This poor lady, she's essentially celebrating life at this point.
Right.
Because her cancer battle is just too much.
So here's what I promise you, Cindy. Do me a favor, because I love you now. Send me an email, getmarty@kdkradio.com. Getmarty@kdkradio.com, and we will make you a cake here at Oakmont Bakery, and we will deliver it to you.
It'll be all a right? cake walk for Cindy.
That's right, brother.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
But you still came out as a hater.
You did.
Sorry.
But you know, I mean, people have expectations.
Right.
And you know what? If there's something you want to really do to make your life a better place, get rid of expectations.
Yep.
Let whatever happens happen, and then react accordingly.
And I'll give Cindy credit here. She at least
came
has
clean.
She well yeah she did and she realized maybe she came off a little
yeah.
harsh. So there is room for redemption, Cindy.
Cindy, we'll make you a cake. Get Marty at kdkradio.com. Also want to mention Ricky D, who we all love, DiCarlo. He has been banned from here.
Oh, for why?
Because he ate too many sweets. And he busted through the well, I just gotta be honest. He used to be the sales rep that came out here.
Right.
Mark doesn't want him in here because he was eating up their profits.
Wow.
But he might stop by today.
And even though Mark had a great contract with us, he kept coming every day anyhow.
He
just to, like,
stop.
Service the account.
They
in
had,
other words, he came every day just to service and sample what he was selling.
They save everything here on tape. It's monitored, Patrick. They had to taser Ricky D. Because he was eating croissants,
well, he was also,
dosants in line.
He was on a sugar high.
He was.
So he was like almost like those people on bath salts. I mean, he was
wow,
on
nice.
Such a, he was whacked out
yeah.
on sugar.
So
Ricky D.
Ricky, you're welcome here anytime, kind of.
Well, except, well, how about like 10:05 would be good.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.